16. Even though she was a much stronger person than she had been on the day she'd had the great good fortune to meet Bill Hodges, Holly was not used to telling people they had to change their behavior or that they were flat out wrong. That younger woman had been a terrified, scurrying mouse who sometimes thought suicide might be the best solution for her feelings of terror, inadequacy, and free-floating shame. What she felt most of all on the day when Bill had sat down next to her behind a funeral parlor she could not bring herself to enter was the sense that she had lost something vital. Not just a purse or a credit card, but the life she could have led if things had been just a little different, or if God had seen fit to put just a little more of some important chemical in her system.
"I think you lost this," Bill had said,
without ever actually saying it.
"Here, better put it back in your pocket."
Now Bill was dead, and here was this man, so like Bill in many ways. His intelligence, his occasional flashes of good humor, and most of all, his doggedness. She was sure Bill would have liked him, because Detective Ralph Anderson also believed in chasing the case. But there were differences, too, and not just that he was 30 years younger than Bill had been when he died, that Ralph had made a terrible mistake in arresting Terry Maitland in public before he understood the true dimensions of the case was only one of those differences, and probably not the most important, no matter how it haunted him. "God, help me to tell him what I need to tell him, because this is the only chance I'll have. And let him hear me. Please, God, let him hear me." She said, "Every time you and the others talk about the outsider, it's conditional."
"I'm not sure I understand you, Holly."
"I think you do. If he exists, supposing he exists, assuming he exists." Ralph was silent. "I don't care about the others, but I need you to believe, Ralph. I need you to believe. I do, but I'm not enough."
"Holly."
"No," she said fiercely. "No, listen to me. I know it's crazy, but is the idea of El Cuco any more inexplicable than some of the terrible things that happen in the world? Not natural disasters or accidents. I'm talking about the things some people do to others. Wasn't Ted Bundy just a version of El Cuco? A shapeshifter with one face for the people he knew and another for the women he killed. The last thing those women saw was his other face, his inside face, the face of El Cuco. There are others. They walk among us. You know they do. They're aliens, monsters, beyond our understanding. Yet you believe in them. You've put some of them away, maybe seen them executed." He was silent, thinking about this. "Let me ask you a question," she said. "Suppose it had been Terry Maitland who killed that child and tore off his flesh and put a branch up inside him. Would he be any less inexplicable than the thing that might be hiding in that cave? Would you be able to say, 'I understand the darkness and evil that was hiding behind the mask of the boy's athletic coach and good community citizen. I know exactly what made him do it?'"
"No. I've arrested men who have done terrible things, and a woman who drowned her baby daughter in the bathtub, and I've never understood. Most times they don't understand themselves."
"No more than I understood why Brady Hartsfield set out to kill himself at a concert and take 1,000 or more innocent children with him. What I'm asking is simple. Believe in this, if only for the next 24 hours. Can you do that?
Will you be able to get some sleep if I say yes? She nodded, her eyes never leaving him. Then I believe. For the next 24 hours, at least, El Cuco exists. Whether or not he's in the Marysville hole remains to be seen, but he exists.
Holly exhaled and stood up, hair windblown, suit coat hanging down on one side, shirt untucked. Ralph thought she looked both adorable and horribly fragile. Good. I'm going to bed. He saw her to the door and opened it. As she stepped out, he said,
No end to the universe.
She looked at him solemnly. That's right. No end to the fracking thing. Good night, Ralph.